meets again in about 2 weeks and hopes that at that time to reduce the field of prospective developers for a hotel in Louisville's Convention Center complex. The board heard from 4 of the 6 competing developers today, but 2 who bid on the project did not send representatives to answer questions. The board's questioning includes clarification of lease agreements and what the state would expect in revenue from each developer. TVA tossed out some possibilities today about electric power cutbacks in its territory. The agency says all outdoor Christmas lights and about half the street lights may be turned off in a conservation step. And it says by the middle of November, it will decide whether to impose mandatory cutbacks in electricity for industrial users. That decision depends upon a possible strike in the mining industry and response to a plea for voluntary reduction of power use. Senator Marlo Cook has accused his rival in the senatorial race, Governor Ford, of misleading voters on several issues. Cook told a news conference in Louisville today that Ford has made deceptive statements on taxes, surplus state funds, and Red River Dam and other matters. Cook also criticized various actions of the Democratic administration and repeated his offer to debate Ford. A spokesman for a political interest called the New American Revolution says some office holders become fossilized and distant from the needs of the electorate. Tony Hodges held a news conference in Frankfurt and says the power of incumbency and seniority is a major barrier to different kinds of people serving in Congress. He says he is asking all congressional candidates to pledge their support to a constitutional amendment to limit their terms. Boyd County Public Defender John Simpson filed a motion in Boyd Circuit Court to obtain a transcript of pending grand jury proceedings against Victor Lee Davies. The 18-year-old Davies is charged with murder in the slaying of Mrs. Jan Nysola of Ashland. He was returned recently from Seattle to face that charge. Governor Ford's senatorial headquarters say contributions to his race total $227,600 through August. The report adds that a majority of the contributors gave less than $100 each and says about 99% of the donors are from Kentucky. A 48-year-old Ohio man died today after he suffered head injuries in a fall at a Louisville construction site. The coroner's office says Lawrence Roush of Waterford, Ohio, was working for a contractor at the Metropolitan Sewer District treatment plants. Central Kentucky weather, clear and cold, with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy, slightly warmer Thursday. Low tonight of 31, high tomorrow 63. Partly cloudy and warmer Friday. There's no rain in the forecast. Currently under sunny skies, 53 at the Top Gun. Sunday sharp, having your baby. Number 3 on the Top Gun Top 40, 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. I'd like to salute our Country Club member of the day, Henry King of Lexington. Willie Nelson, Country Gold at Top Gun Radio. Bring me love. W-A-X-U. 13 goalposts were Friday in the Kentucky Futurity at Lexington, the last leg of the Triple Crown for 3-year-old trotters. The field includes Hamiltonian winner Christopher T., who drew the number 3 post position, and the Yonkers Futurity winner Spitfire Hanover. He'll start from gate 7 in the $100,000 race. Other starters include Ambro Oxford, Keystone Gabriel, Anvil, Neville Diamond, and Golden Sovereign. Also entered are Stock Splits, My Super Pride, Buckeye Count, Way to Reason, Waymaker, and Dancing Party. Coach Huey Brown says he's pleased with the progress the Kentucky Colonels are showing. Brown says there were some offensive breakdowns in the 118-95 exhibition victory over the Washington Bullets, but the club is becoming more conscious of team defense. The Colonels are back in action tonight for an exhibition against the revamped Indiana Pacers at Columbus, Indiana. Last year's rushing champ in the Southeastern Conference is back in front of the field. Kentucky's Sonny Collins has moved into first place with 329 yards in 3 games, just under 110 yards a game. His average is almost 9 yards better than runner-up Calvin Culliver of Alabama. The SEC statistics show Richard Todd is the leader in total offense, with Kentucky's Mike Finucci second. Vanderbilt's Fred Fisher is the passing leader, and Lee McGriff of Florida is the number 1 receiver. Kentucky players are dominating the individual statistics also in the Ohio Valley Conference. Eastern Kentucky's Everett Talbert leads the league in rushing, scoring, and total offense. Dennis Tomek of Western Kentucky is the leading passer, and teammate Bob Hobby is the top receiver. Associated Press sports writer Ed Scherer is predicting a victory for Miami of Ohio over Kentucky in their football game Saturday night at Lexington. In the Southeastern Conference headliner, Scherer says Florida has both the physical and emotional edge over Louisiana State and will beat the Tigers at Gainesville. Scherer also picks Auburn over Miami of Florida, Alabama over Mississippi, and Georgia over Clemson. His other predictions call for Mississippi State to down Kansas State and Tennessee to romp over Tulsa. Friday midnight is the deadline to enter the Women's State Bowling Tournament in Owensboro. Only 150 teams have signed, but a field of close to 400 is expected. The tournament opens October 26th and will run at least 3 weekends. Meantime, the Men's State Tournament will begin on November 2nd in Lexington. The deadline for entries is October 13th. Indiana tackle Dave Knowles will be out of action for about 4 weeks because of a leg injury suffered in the Kentucky game last week. Knowles is a sophomore from Elizabethtown. Owensboro's Alan White is leading in the Kentucky PGA Player of the Year standings, though he hasn't won a title this year. But he's trying to do something about that in the state tournament underway in Louisville, and going into today's second round has tied with Gene Fawbush of Perry Park for the lead. Both had 2 under par 69s. The final round in the 54-hole tournament comes up tomorrow. A look at worldwide sports follows this.
Amazing facts. 15.
The Pittsburgh Pirates and 14-game winner Jim Rooker out tonight to nail down the title in the National League East. The Pirates already assured of a tie. Play the Chicago Cubs in Pittsburgh, while the second-place St. Louis Cardinals meet the Expos in Montreal. A Pirate victory or a Cardinal loss will give Pittsburgh the flag. A Pirate loss and a St. Louis victory means a playoff tomorrow. The Baltimore Orioles celebrated their newly won title in the American League East this afternoon with a 5-4 victory over the Detroit Tigers. A two-run double by Enos Cable made the difference and enabled the Orioles to close their regular season with a 9-game winning streak. Newly retired Wilt Chamberlain and the owner of the American Basketball Association, San Diego Conquistadors, differ about what is and what is not owed Chamberlain. Wilt claims he never was paid what was promised him and says he may be forced to own a piece of the team. Club owner Leonard Bloom insists Chamberlain has been paid in full and does not own any part of the team. 5 games are listed tonight in the World Football League. Among those in action are Birmingham and Memphis, tied for first in the Central Division. Memphis is at home to Jacksonville, and the Birmingham plays in Hawaii. Pro golfer Johnny Miller goes after his 9th victory of the season tomorrow when he tees off in the Sahara Invitational Golf Tournament in Las Vegas. Among his chief rivals in the 72-hole battle will be Tom Weisskopf and J.C. Snead. The Cleveland Indians still officially refuse to confirm that they will name Frank Robinson baseball's first black manager at a news conference tomorrow morning. However, an indication of the historical importance of the conference is that baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn is among the baseball brass who will be in attendance. And that's sports this afternoon.
With fall weather. I saw many
eyes and she burned that little roadside tavern down. Johnny Russell at WAXU. Gonna be clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy, slightly warmer tomorrow. Low tonight of 31. High tomorrow 63. Partly cloudy and warmer. The outlook for Friday. Currently, we've got sunny skies and 53 degrees. Billy Thundercloud, come to me.
When you think 20201.
Gonna take us to news from Mutual with Country Gold, Waylon Jennings. Green River. Jennings, Country Gold, and Green River. Central Kentucky weather, clear and cold, with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy, slightly warmer tomorrow. Low tonight of 31, high tomorrow 63. Partly cloudy and warmer Friday. Currently under sunny skies, 50 at the Top Gun.
And now, with America's best music, here's Chuck Hamm.
David Houston at Top Gun Radio. Can't you feel it? 23 minutes before 3 o'clock. Jeannie Seeley, and he can be mine. 52 degrees under sunny skies at Top Gun Radio. Me listening to the Chuck Hamm Show, that's me, this afternoon, as we give away a couple of more tickets to the Longhorn World Championship Rodeo. You be listening, you could be a winner.
Do us a favor, do yourself a favor.
W-A-X-U. Oh, how I
love the Georgia sunshine. Jerry Reed at Top Gun Radio. 15 minutes before 3 with Chuck Hamm on a Wednesday. And this is Bobby Bear and his mama, Where'd I Come From? Bobby Bear Jr. and his mama, Where'd I Come From? 13 minutes before 3 at Top Gun Radio with Chuck Hamm. Like to salute our country club member of the day, Henry King of Lexington.
With fall weather,
Georgetown Cable TV.
WAXU.
Got a frost warning again tonight. Sunny and cool this afternoon. Clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer Thursday. High this afternoon of 57. Low tonight of 31. High tomorrow of 63. Right now, under sunny skies, it's 52. Mel Tillis and Memory Maker.
She's a memory maker. And I'll bet she's
a memory maker. Mel Tillis and the Statesiders at Top Gun Radio. 8 minutes away from news at 3 o'clock. This is Cal Smith.
The life that I...
America.
More country music. WAXU.
That's a Top Gun encore. Those people have to be two of the craziest in country music today. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. Humphrey the Camel. It's time for news.
WAXU.
AM and FM, Georgetown, Kentucky. 3 o'clock, this is Top Gun in Kentucky News. A Republican memorandum contends the legislature cannot legally delegate power to the governor to allocate budget money without limit. The document was filed in a suit challenging validity of a state law on spending of state surplus funds. The Attorney General's Office version is expected to be filed later this week, after which two judges in Franklin Circuit Court will rule on the controversy. Fayette County will be part of a real estate assessment survey. Don Rooks has more.
Kentucky Revenue Commissioner.
Throughout the Bluegrass area.
Negotiators for the Louisville Education Association are making no recommendation on a tentative contract agreement with the city school board. A vote will be taken soon on a proposed 7 1/3% increase in the base pay of teachers and librarians. The State Fair Board continues today to review proposals for a 400-room hotel to be built near Louisville's downtown exhibition center. Six preliminary proposals have been made by private developers. The Public Service Commission has approved rates proposed by Pulaski County Water District No. 1. The rates are for fire hydrant service in unincorporated areas. The temperature dropped below the freezing level this morning in Grayson and Princeton as a record low for this date was established in several parts of Kentucky. Light to moderate frost was reported, and there's a chance of frost again tonight. Temperatures are expected to warm up a bit later in the week, and the extended outlook indicates no rain through Sunday. Governor Ford's senatorial campaign office this morning released a list of contributors for the June through August period. Co-chairman Bill Wester says 93.5% of the contributions to Ford in this period came from within the state, as were almost 99% of the donors. Wester contends that Ford's rival, Republican Senator Marlo Cook, has received almost 62% of his campaign money from outside the state. The list shows Ford has raised more than $227,000 from April through August. The Power Commission is being asked to approve rates that would boost revenue of Texas or Texas Gas Transmission Corporation by $28 million. Board Chairman W.M. Wilmer says the increased cost of gas and higher operating and maintenance costs are the reasons for the proposed increase. Texas Gas, based in Owensboro, sells to distributors serving more than half of Kentucky's natural gas customers. Central Kentucky weather, frost warning again tonight. Sunny and cool this afternoon, clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer Thursday. High this afternoon, 57. Low tonight, 31. High tomorrow, 63. Partly cloudy and warmer, the outlook for Friday, with no rain in the forecast. Currently under sunny skies, we have 52 at the Top Gun.
And now, with America's best music, here's Chuck Ham.
WAXU.
Willie Nelson and Tracy Nelson, After the Fire Is Gone. 8 minutes after three at Top Gun Radio. Country going to Top Gun Radio, the Wilburn Brothers. Opryland, 14 after 3 o'clock.
Would you circle road?
And we've got football action coming up for you tomorrow night and Friday night. Scott County and Jessamine County tomorrow with Vern Thacker. And Friday night, October the 4th, it's Georgetown and Frankfort. The kickoff starts at 8 o'clock on WAXU FM. Been lost in a dream. Back to us a fairy tale. Pointer Sisters at Top Gun Radio, 19 minutes after 3 o'clock. We got a frost warning tonight. Sunny and cool this afternoon. Clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. High this afternoon should reach 57. It's 52. Our picket of the week, Johnny Rodriguez, and We're Over. 321 at Top Gun Radio with Chuck Ham on a Wednesday.
Veterans Administration Office.
WAXU.
Troy Drusky, Dixie Lilly, and Top Gun. It's 220 Mega 325 coming up at 330. Mutual News. 52 degrees under sunny skies. Got another frost warning tonight, so watch it out there. This is Country Gold from Jody Miller. Central Kentucky weather, frost warning again tonight, sunny and cool this afternoon, clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight, partly cloudy and slightly warmer Thursday, high this afternoon of 57, low tonight 31, high Thursday 63, partly cloudy and warmer, the outlook for Friday. No rain in the forecast and currently it's 53 degrees.
And now, with America's best music, here's Chuck Ham.
WAXU.
Radley, Trouble in Paradise at Top Gun Radio, 23 before 4 with Chuck Ham on a Wednesday. This is Jack Greeno from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's a jukebox. He's put on your mind, Country Gold at Top Gun Radio. That's Jan Howard. You didn't notice the voice? 17 now before 4 at Top Gun Radio. Like to salute our Country Club member of the day, Mr. Henry King of Lexington.
This could be
Ronnie Milsap with the Kris Kristofferson song. Former number one record at the Top Gun. Please don't tell me how the story ends.
The Sports Center box office and all usual ticket outlets.
And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets to the Longhorn Rodeo next half hour.
This
Blanchard and Misty Morgan down to the end of the line. Brand new at Top Gun Radio. 10 minutes before 4 and news time. We got a frost warning tonight. Sunny and cool this afternoon. Clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer Thursday. High this afternoon of 57, low tonight 31, and a high tomorrow of 63. Partly cloudy and warmer Friday, it's 53.
He made
Wayne Kemp at Top Gun, 7 before 4.
Watch.
Then you walk in. Top Gun Encore, Top Gun Radio, Sammy Smith. News is next, and we'll be back at 4:05 with more good country music. AM and FM, Georgetown, Kentucky. The 4 o'clock news is brought to you by Pennzoil, the motor oil that comes complete with famous additive Z7. Pennzoil, the motor oil worth asking for.
President Nixon's doctor's hackle.
Sometimes it's easy to tell that your car needs attention. For instance, all you have to do is look at your windshield to know when it needs cleaning. And one glance at your fuel gauge will tell you whether you need gas. But how about your motor oil? These days when your oil may not be checked as often as it has been in the past, it's essentially important that you remember this vital car need. And when you find that you should add or change oil, it's important too that you use a quality product like Pennzoil. You see, with Pennzoil, there's never any doubt about top quality. Pennzoil is refined only from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. And Pennzoil contains its own additive Z7 blended into every can in just the right amount. So these days especially, make it a point to watch your car's oil needs carefully. And when you do need to add or change oil, make it a point to ask for the quality motor oil, Pennzoil. Because when your car's worth caring for, Pennzoil is worth asking for. At 4:02, this is Top Gun and Kentucky News. The chairman of the Burley Auction Warehouse Association says a recent statement about dropping tobacco quotas has been widely misinterpreted. Albert Clay of Mount Sterling says there's a provision in the law for such action, but it can be invoked only if this year's Burley production falls below 550 million pounds belt-wide. Clay says that isn't likely. He also says such action by Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butts would be strongly resisted by growers and Kentucky congressmen. Clay says that terminating production controls would discourage growth of future crops since farmers would fear higher loan rates. He adds it would be more desirable to raise present controls, inducing farmers to produce their full quota. The Burley Auction Warehouse Association represents 225 marketing houses in 8 states. Pike County will impose its own coal tax. Katie McCarthy has more.
Pike Fiscal Court. Reporting from Frankfurt, I'm Katie McCarthy.
Glenmore Distilleries Company reports that President Frank Thompson Jr. is stepping down from the office because of illness. He has been in the post 10 years and is being succeeded by Marshall Berkowitz, formerly managing director of a Glenmore subsidiary. The firm also reports Frank Thompson Sr. has resigned as board chairman, but remains as chairman of the executive committee. A director for 15 years, James Thompson becomes chairman of the board and chief executive officer. The cost of ambulance service is going up $10 in Oldham County. Fiscal court has approved charges for the LaGrange and South Oldham Fire and Rescue Agencies. That would bring the cost of emergency runs in the county to $25 and those outside the county to $40. Central Kentucky weather, frost warning tonight. Sunny and cool this afternoon, clear and cold with a chance of scattered frost tonight. Partly cloudy, slightly warmer tomorrow. High this afternoon, 57. Low tonight, 31. High Thursday, 63. Partly cloudy and warmer Friday. Currently under sunny skies, 53 degrees. The 4 o'clock news has been brought to you by the Ask For Motor Oil Pennzoil. Remember, you can now get famous Pennzoil quality in an oil filter, too. The Pennzoil oil filter, newest member of the Pennzoil family, is available for both foreign and domestic cars. Ask for it, the Pennzoil oil filter.
And now, with America's best music, here's Chuck Hamm.
Guy in a trash? If you want to hold on to your man, hold on to your man tonight. 7 minutes after 4 o'clock at Top Gun Radio. And we're going to give away those tickets this half hour. So you keep it right here on the Top Gun. 53 sunny skies and Tammy Wynette, Woman to Woman.
D.C.
At Five Little Johnson Girls, those are the Stonemans at Top Gun Radio. The seventh person to call me right now can win those two tickets to the Longhorn World Championship Rodeo. The seventh person.
I have
no more phone calls. We have a winner. 18 minutes after 4 at Top Gun Radio. Ferlin Husky in A Room for a Boy Never Used. The winner of the voucher for two tickets to the Longhorn World Championship Rodeo, Mrs. Gary Howard of Route 2 in Georgetown, Kentucky. Congratulations. She'll be able to see Loretta Lynn at any of the performances she goes to, which would be the October 11th event only. That's the Longhorn World Championship Rodeo, and our winner, Mrs. Gary Howard of Route 2 in Georgetown.